Morning Edition continues now with a look at military veterans and grief. Researchers at UC Irvine have just finished one of the first studies of its kind. One conclusion is that for veterans, the loss of comrades can pack a much bigger emotional punch than previously thought. It also reveals those effects can linger long after people leave the military. KPCC's Emily Elena Dugdale gives you a closer look.
This is just a warm-up.
Jesus Medina hits a black punching bag again and again in the front yard of his home in the Mojave Desert. He spins around and kicks it as his dog Jack barks and runs around by his feet.
Is this one of the things you do in the mornings, too, to kind of manage PTSD and everything?
Okay. To release energy.
Each time he strikes the punching bag, the words tattooed down the length of his forearms move like lightning. On the right, protect. On the left, and serve. Medina is one of about 200 post-9/11 veterans who participated in UC Irvine's study about grief in veterans. 2 days after 9/11, Medina picked up the phone and volunteered for the Army. He landed in Iraq in 2005 and eventually found himself on an elite team of soldiers assigned to take out high-level targets.
Not no SUG level, a grenade throwing, pop, pop, pop. No, generals, people that make moves.
That meant a lot of time spent in an armored vehicle that was hit not once, but twice by IEDs.
I'm turning right and boom! And that's when a lot of us got very seriously injured. I woke up in the light and I said, I don't know what's over there, but I need to go back to my family. And all of a sudden it was dark, and then all of a sudden screams, and then all of a sudden hell.
Some of his comrades were seriously wounded in that explosion. As his time in Iraq went on, he saw people die, both Iraqis and his fellow soldiers. Days after he arrived, he was involved in a firefight with insurgents where several lives were lost. Another time, a close friend was shot in the neck. But there weren't a lot of ways to cope with the daily violence. There still aren't.
A lot of us had to do something so inhumane to be able to stay human, which was a shut off everything. I mean, I was married at the time and I stopped calling my wife for almost 2 months.
That didn't come as a surprise to Pauline Lubins, the UC Irvine researcher who interviewed Medina and other veterans about grief.
We think of soldiers, I guess, as these warriors that don't have emotions, but we're dead wrong about that.
While PTSD and depression is well documented in veterans, grief is not.
I think of grief more as a strong emotional response, which we do know has effects on physical health.
The study she co-authored found that post-9/11 veterans who lost fellow service members both to combat and suicide dealt with the losses differently. Combat loss was easier to accept than suicide. And the study also found that combat exposure is almost just as likely to cause grief as it is to lead to PTSD.
One of the veterans said to me, people are calling me a hero and they don't even know what I did over there. I mean, if I was such a hero, why did I lose so many guys?
Lubin says mental health professionals need to talk to veterans about grief. And a lot more research is needed to find out if there are effective ways to help troops deal with grief while they're in the service and afterwards. But Jesus Medina isn't optimistic anything will help. He says most veterans he knows are lonely. They don't feel understood.
No matter what, whether you understand grief or not, you have a relationship with it. And if you don't understand it, it really kills you and your family. And when you get to that point, there really is nothing that can fix that burden.
Since coming home, Medina says he's lost two fellow veterans to suicide. He says it's because they didn't know what to do with their grief. Covering veterans and the military, I'm Emily Elena Dugdale.
Emily's story was produced by the American Homefront Project, a public media collaboration that reports on American military life and veterans. Funding comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.